So, my first question is, what was it like living in the Philippines?
At that time, the Philippines was has always been in the middle of a political turmoil.
So, like,
and at that particular time, President Marcos, who in just a few years after I immigrated, declared martial law and the opportunities for everybody.
What is martial law?
Martial law is when President Marcos took complete control of the Philippines, both militarily and he dictated as he wishes.
But like, who did it exactly affect? Did it like affect you in some way? Did it affect the people you live with?
Or at that time, I was already doing a supervisory job. I was really good. I was already a supervisor in a construction firm.
Graduate architect
at that time. I took my degree, my course, and my license in the Philippines before I left for the U.S.
Well, who did you like live with, or who did you support in your family?
At that time, I was single, and I was still living with my family. My father and mother, they were both doctors. So we had a pretty good life then, comparatively.
But then why did you like move here? Was it?
Well, the general conditions were bad, and even for us professionals, the future didn't hold much for us.
So did you move here for like a free country or better opportunities, or what was the exact reason?
Well, both. The U.S. has always been a free country and very democratic, and it respected the people's rights.
So what was the first job you got here, though?
My first job was I was a draftsman, an architectural and structural draftsman.
And what kind of buildings did you construct or help build?
When I first started, the company was a structural engineering firm which also did architecture. And being a graduate architect, I was an architectural coordinator.
For what buildings, though?
Well, during my 8 years of work with them, we built most of the big malls and shopping centers here in LA and Southern California. Among them, maybe Glendale Galleria, it's around, and the Plaza Pasadena.
So public shopping malls and stores?
Yes, and department stores markets and shopping, small strip shopping centers and the like.
But who did you work with, on my house? Was it, company, or was it just, your own mini project in some way?
But at that time, I designed your house and our house. I was still gainfully employed. So what I did was to buy the lots on the side. It was not the company. This was for myself. So first, I thought of building a house here in Las Feliz a hillside, barren lot where I built a hilltop home. And then maybe, a few years later, when your mom got married and you were the firstborn, and so we had this lot that's close by our house, and I built on that for your mom.
So it was like an empty lot. For your family. It was like an empty lot that you decided to, like, you know, buy?
Yes, these are empty lots and I bought.
Yeah, but what was it like before, like, you know, it was built?
Los Feliz has always been an old, established community.
Until more but, people started living in?
During those days, well, this was in the 1980s already, okay. Anyway, there were still some vacant lots in Los Feliz that were along the hills, and which were or seemed to be unbuildable. So, with my training, I thought I could still build on those lots. So anyway, first it was our house. Well, I designed and built it, and with a contractor friend, he was able to construct, I mean, provide the labor to build the house, but everything was under my supervision. All the plans, all the permits, in fact, I pulled through. I produced all the plans and all the blueprints necessary.
So did you build this house like as well?
I built this house. This is our house and still our house. And I built your house, your mom's house. That was like years after. But it was, and it is, the next door house.
And our last question is, like, do you wish you can go back to, and like architectural engineering? Or do you just, like, you know, plan to stay retired, or do you just plan to go back?
Well, at this age, I'm already fully retired, even in my own little ventures. But, I still do some, up to now, I'm still doing some planning, designing, like lately, it was like...
mini projects.
Designing additions and extensions to your house and to your, you know, and to your auntie's house.
Well, I guess, yeah.
Well, so, in a way, I'm still active. I'm still doing what I like and at my own pace. And I keep on, you know, fixing up and maintaining and upgrading our house.
Well, I guess that wraps it up. It was good talking with you, and I hope I can learn more. And if I need to ask you anything, I can just call you and just walk right next to you.
Yes. Okay, Jonathan. Thank you for the interview.